back? Have I finally escaped? Will my eyes no longer rape the innocent women, children, human beings? See the pain that it brings. Shadows from fatal decision. Your video scared by my television. But this just in, bikini film and 10. The female anger just smiles and shrugs it off, boys. So they, boys, do you really wanna be our fucking toys? And in again, condone it with a grin. Just sit back idly, chest mouth through, you're just a fuck machine. Is that what you really wanna fucking be?
Hello, hello, hello. You're listening to We All Fall Down on 101.9 FM in Vancouver, British Columbia. Hello, and today I don't have a guest. I have the original host.
You sure do. Hi, Tim. Don't worry about it. That's what I'm here for.
Hi, this is Mariel, and she is awesome, and she is beautiful, and I'm super happy, excited, and be here with you, my friend, and do it old school way, and because I miss you. And you're amazing. And how was Portland?
Portland was beautiful. I went to, I don't know if I mentioned this, I was on, I was back on the show last week, and between then and now I went to Portland and it was great. I had a good time.
Tell what you did, because I know, but people.
I went to an arcade. It was actually called, it was a barcade called, there's a barcade called Ground Control over there, and it's totally retro arcade, video game arcade. Themed, so it's fully licensed, but they have all these like arcade machines and pinball machines, and everything's a quarter to play. And I spent like $5 on the Lord of the Rings pinball machine just so I could bash the Balrog. And yeah, it was a good time. Got pretty drunk and went to a place called Voodoo Donuts, which is awesome.
Voodoo Donuts.
Yeah. Apparently, it's like one of the places that you have to hit up when you go down to Portland.
It's like donuts of the taste of hell.
Actually, I got a donut called Diablo Rex, and it was like this like really thick chocolate cake donut with chocolate chips on it and chocolate icing, and it was just, I don't know, and it had a pentagram on top too. It was pretty sweet.
Okay.
They're famous for their maple bacon donut. It's like a long donut with maple frosting and bacon on top. And everything. Yep, it is amazing.
Bacon donut.
Okay, yep, yeah. They have these giant donuts that are as big as like 6 donuts or whatever, and you can get your money back if you eat it in a minute or something. I don't know. America's a strange and wonderful place. That's all I have to say. I also checked out the Summer Slaughter tour last Thursday.
I saw you posting on your personal Facebook.
Yeah, I was pretty drunk at that too.
Was it a good show?
Yeah, it was actually. I didn't stick around for Decapitated because I got way too hungry and I started to like fade at a certain point because the show started really early.
Yeah, like 2 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah, four. No, two in the morning, four in the afternoon. Yeah.
Afternoon.
And the Faceless were awesome. I also saw Decrepit Birth. That guy, the lead singer from Decrepit Birth, when he performs on stage, it looks like he's casting a spell. It's great. It's, I don't know. It's crazy.
Interesting.
It is interesting. But apparently Decapitated weren't that impressive. Decapitated are an amazing band. They've been around for a really long time. They're at the forefront of a lot of what is known as brutal metal nowadays. But I think one of the guys died. There was an accident, and one of the members died, and then a couple people got replaced, and so they went through like a giant
lineup change,
and apparently it's just really kind of changed the sound of what people used to know as Decapitated. So that's just what my friend said, but I didn't really stick around because I was on the fence about it. I was like, this could be really awesome, or it could be really disappointing, and apparently it was a bit more on the disappointing side.
Like, when you go to a show which starts at 4 o'clock, so I think you saw enough music.
Yeah, definitely. One of the last bands I saw was The Faceless, and they put on a great show. It's just awesome. So, is a good time.
Okay, today we will be giving away tickets to go to see Strungout and Rufio tonight at the Rickshaw.
At the Rickshaw, yep.
And we have not just one pair of tickets, we have two pairs of tickets.
It's true.
So... yeah, probably after next talking, you can start calling, and if you don't know the phone number, we'll tell you, or you can use the internet.
We'll do it later. We'll do it like in a couple minutes.
Yeah, let's play some music. I have a couple new songs from pretty big bands. The next song I would like to play is the song by Devil's Brigade. That's one of many
rants. Did you mention what song you started the show with? Sorry?
I think people. No, yeah. I didn't, but I think everyone knows it. Everyone should know.
You should know it, but if you don't, what did you play?
It was Propagandy.
Yep.
The best Canadian band in history of
the best
world?
Canadian band.
I think.
Yeah, they're pretty good.
No, they're not pretty good. They're like amazingly very terrific. Okay, and then, Devil's Brigade is next. This is a psychobilly kind of side project of Matt Freeman and Tim Armstrong, who plays guitar and Matt plays the upright bass. And DJ Bonebreak, he's known for being a drummer for the band X. And the album comes out on Hellcat Records next Tuesday. And... the name of the song is My Own Man Now from their album. That's the second song of the album.
Sweet.
On the Awful Down, listen, and there will be some music in 2 seconds.
Yeah! for work each morning before the sun came up. You put your 40 years in, but it wasn't quite enough. You put a couple bucks down when you got a hunch, and I never heard you complaining all that much. It hits me in the spring of every year. I think about you and I wonder where. Your life has taken you, are you still here? I thought you weren't so dumb, but now they've become clear to me. Never seen the match, but it must have been enough. You had some kids and lots of bills, it had to be real tough. But I never heard you talking about your life too much. It hits me in the spring of every year. I think about you and I wonder where. Your life has taken you, are you still here? I thought you were too dumb, but now they've become clear to me. Did you always speak the truth? 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 To me! Now I'm grown up, I got a family of my own. I go to work each morning and I chip away the stone. And sometimes when it's dark and I'm feeling all alone, I think about the way you work your fingers to the bone. It hits me in the spring of every year. I think about you and I wonder where. Life has taken you, are you still here? I thought you were too dumb, but now they've become clear to me. Did you always speak the truth? 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 All you meant to say was that I'll learn the truth someday. All you meant to say was that I'll learn the truth someday. All you meant to say was that I'll learn the truth someday. All you meant to say was that I'll learn the truth someday.
Sunday, Monday, Sunday, Thursday night only, Thunderbird Radio Hell.
Hey, Ben.
Hey, Jay. How's it going?
All right, I guess.
I didn't think I would bump into you in the street.
No, usually on Thursday nights, I'm listening to Thunderbird Radio Hell.
So am I.
Yeah, usually the radio has a show on at 9 p.m. to 11.
9 p.m. to 11 p.m. That's right.
It's a pretty good show.
Is that the show with the live bands?
Yeah, it sounds like there's talking between the band and the guy.
Yeah, that guy.
Interviewing bands while they're still alive.
I'll check it out.
Live from Thunderbird Radio Hell on CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver.
Hello, hello, hello. You're still listening to We All Fall Down on 101.9 FM in Vancouver. This is British Columbia and Canada.
Yes, that is where we are. That is correct.
Officially, I've been saying this third time in a row, hat trick, but this is my favorite commercial on CITR, Thunderbird Radio Hell. This is the best commercial. It's like when we were talking about Sunday, Monday.
I don't even know what that
means. Thursday night only.
But it's awesome. Yeah, their host, Ben Lai, does a really, really good job. If you haven't heard of the show before, they do. Every Thursday night, they get a band in. Here at CITR.
And the guy.
Yep, and the guy, Ben Lai, conducts interviews with them, and the band performs live. It's this, like, huge production every Thursday night, but, you know, it comes together, and it comes together well. It's a great show, so if you haven't listened to it, tune in tonight. Thunderbird Radio Hell. Be a good time.
We just heard Street Dogs. That's from their brand new album, self-titled album, and the name of the song was Bobby Powers. That's their first fifth album, and originally the band was known because there was a single, Mike, who was original single of the Dropkick Murphys, but I think that's all in the past because Street Dogs are doing very well by themselves right now. They don't need to mentioning about being the former member of the Dropkick Murphys. And before that, we heard NoFX, the song Perverted, from their brand new EP called The Longest EP, and they released this compilation of EPs called The Longest EP, as I said.
Longest EPs.
Yeah, and you know, being a fan of the band, being NoFX is my favorite band, I still didn't get why they did that. So they just get all, not all of them, but most of their proper EPs together, put it on the vinyl, and added one unreleased song, which we just heard, called Perverted, yeah, and released it. So I don't know. I don't know what's the point of releasing
that. Oh, they just re-released a lot of their old material?
And
with
it's,
one
not like, it's not like, you know, it's not like even it's unavailable. You can still get it. So, you know, like some
it's
of the
not,
stuff is...
They're not rare tracks or B-sides or anything.
Just,
I don't know. Maybe it's like a greatest of.
Yeah, because they have lots of...
Greatest hits.
Lots of... non-album stuff. Mm-hmm. It's like 7 inches and all this stuff.
Yeah.
But I don't really know why they did that.
Really.
And yeah, they're my favorite band.
Cash cow. You gotta milk the cash cow.
You know, I don't think...
Milk it while it's still around.
Releasing an EP will bring much more money for Fat Mike or the band, because I think they're pretty successful financially wise.
Yeah, and, yeah, they're probably doing pretty well.
So yeah, I don't think that's financial, because like, you know, one EP probably they sell like 1,000, 2,000.
Yeah.
There another 1,000. I think they make probably at the show, and they make probably like, you know,
they
10 times
make
more.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I still don't understand. There's a beautiful cover art, but still it doesn't help.
One of the great mysteries of our time, Tim. some mysteries will go unsolved forever, and I think you just have to let this one go.
Okay. I just accepted this fact.
Yes. All right.
And before that, we heard Devil's Brigade. That's a new side project of... Not new, it's an old side project of Matt Freeman and Tim Armstrong from Rancid. And that was... the new album comes out on Tuesday. Devil's Brigade, that's the name of the band. And the...
It's a self-titled album?
Self-titled album, yep. Okay, let's give away tickets.
Yeah. Okay. Playing tonight at the Rickshaw is Strung Out. I have seen Strung Out before, and they put on crazy awesome shows. It's a really good time. And if you want to go see them tonight, we are giving away two pairs of tickets. They're playing with Rufio and...
Mute and We Are the Union.
Yep.
And it's happening tonight at the Rickshaw.
Yep.
We will play some music, and we obviously play some Strung Out for you. While we're playing music, you can start calling us. And the phone number is 604-822-2487. 604-822-2487. 604-UBC-CITR. If you're using this...
The letters.
The
if you're
letters,
better with the letters than the numbers.
Yeah, it's... Yeah, so give us a call. We don't have any tricks like questions or something.
Nope. It's just if you and a friend want a good time tonight, you can go check out Strung Out.
Okay, let's listen to their song from their latest album. And the name of the song is Jack Knife. And yeah, give us a call and you can go to see a Strung Out without any financial investment on your side. Okay, Strung Out on We All Fall Down.
She don't care what I've done wrong. The sun began to set and I'm an hour. De la ville où je suis né a récemment pris une tournure inusitée. Coincé entre deux autoroutes, fallait trouver de l'espace coûte que coûte. Ils ont fait venir de la terre,
ils ont fait venir de la terre,
des arbres, de la tour, des tirs ou des bétonnières. Le nouveau quartier fait plaisir à voir, mais il est construit sur le dépotoir. Quand les gens du nouveau quartier se rendent à leur travail, ils se font complimenter. Wow, c'est quoi ton parfum, ça fesse? C'est un pourri par H2S. Le nouveau quartier, en beau white chic et propre, les pavés bien situés, aménagés top. Le nouveau quartier fait plaisir à voir, mais il est construit sur le dépotoir. Un ancien lac et qui fut jadis une mer. Le nouveau quartier est sur le dépotoir, qui était lui-même un ancien marais. Qui était un ancien lac et qui fut jadis une mer. Ça c'est le progrès à l'envers. Leur famille passe des commentaires. Pourquoi ça sent autant merde? On est en hiver. Il est piqué en baissant les yeux. Un beau watch qui pop, les pavés bien situés, aménagés top.
le nouveau quartier fait plaisir à voir. Mais il construit sur le dépotoir. Et ça ne s'envole pas, il sort dans le sous-sol. Ça vaut être chic et propre, bien pavé, bien situé, aménagé top. Le nouveau quartier fait plaisir à voir. Mais il construit sur le dépotoir.
CITR has more friends than ever before. We've partnered with tons of local businesses to bring you great discounts in the communities where you live, work, and play. Maybe Main Street is your main drag. Present your Friends of CITR card at Red Cat Records, Lucky's Comics, Devil May Wear, Thriller, Blim, The Kiss Store, The Wallflower Modern Diner, RX Comics, Antisocial Skateboard Shop, Vinyl Records, Regional Assembly of Text, and Twig and Hottie to receive fabulous discounts. So become a CITR member, get a free friends card, and feel the love.
Hello, hello, hello. You're still listening to We All Fall Down, and we are here.
Yes, we are still here. We actually still have a few pairs of tickets to give away for Strung Out. So if you want to go tonight, give us a call, 604-822-2487. That's 822-CITR. Give us a little ring-ding-ding, and you and a friend can go check out Strung Out. I'll probably go tonight as well. Sounds like a good time, and I like good times. So if you like good times as well, give us a call. I don't know. I'm trying to pitch this, and I'm drawing blanks here, Tim.
No, that's pretty good. That's very good. If you like good times, I like good times. Yeah. We're friends on Facebook and
all internet.com.
On the internet.com, too. We just heard a band called Achigan. They are from Montreal. Oh, no, they're from Quebec. I don't know which city they're from. I know that it's some...
They're from the French Quarter of Canada.
They're from the place where people speak...
French.
Not
or
English,
something so, yeah. like French. Something close to French.
My thing that I got this album by the band Achigan, and I really like the album. And I really like the song called Nouveau Quartier. Something like that. And I'm super curious what they think about. Like, because I like the song a lot. And Google didn't help me.
Google did not help me.
Before that, but yeah, check them out. Achigan, A-C-H-I-G-A-N. They are from Quebec. Before that, we heard the band called High Five Drive. They are from Winnipeg. They're a Canadian band. And that was a song from their brand new tribute to another great Canadian band called Belvedere. They did the song Brandywine. And the tribute is came out, I think it was on Japanese, record label Bells on Records. Came out 2 weeks ago, and they have bands like Action Man, Jet Market, PMX Straight Away, and the Canadian band High Five Drive. So all the very, very fast technical bands they did tribute to the Belvedere. And before that, we listened to the song by Strung Out. From their latest album, Agents of the Underground, and the name of the song was Jackknife. Good.
Yeah, good. Strung Out have been around for a long time. I don't even.
Yeah, and they even have the compilation.
They've been around for like probably as long as Rancid or AFI have been around, kind of like early 90s.
Yeah.
I bet. So classic punk rock guys. So if you want to check them out tonight,
they're part of the big. Top six on Fat.
Yeah, definitely.
The original band. And they even have the...
extremely influential.
Compilation of the early stuff, which called Skinny Years Before We Got Fat. I think it's pretty
That's
funny.
Awesome. They're playing tonight.
Yeah. So, yeah, give us a call if you want to see this legendary band. 604-822-2487.
Awesome.
Let's listen to some more music. I have the whole Canadian block, and I would like to open the band called Broadcast Zero from their brand new album, Some Concerns Regarding This Revolt. And they were on We All Fall Down about a month ago, before they left for their first tour across the United States of America.
Mm-hmm.
And they just came back this week, and they also do a radio show back home in their hometown, Kitchener.
Kitchener, Ontario?
Exactly. Yes. Mm-hmm. I can pronounce only the kitchen part. But yeah.
Close enough.
Yeah, but they do a radio show too. And last week I listened to it, and they played lots of good music. And sweet. Yeah, okay, let's play some music, huh?
Yeah. Go for it, Tim.
Yes. So Broadcast Zero on CITR.
Yeah.
You still listen to We All Fall Down on 101.9 FM in Vancouver, British Columbia.
Yep, you are, and Tim, you are driving this bus. And if you drive it off a cliff, I will still be on that bus.
Please be careful. I will try not to do that because this is illegal.
Okay, cool. What did we just hear?
We just heard the band Fear of Lipstick from their song Correction Facility. That's their brand new album, and it came out on It's a Life record. It's a Life Records. And before that, we heard the War City Weirdos. They also from the same record label, and this name of the song was Kanga Home. Those both bands are from Moncton, New Brunswick,
mm-hmm.
and they have the same members in the
band. So they share
two members, couple, yeah. So okay. The War City Weirdos and Fear of Lipstick, both albums from New Brunswick, and it's a Life Records,
sweet.
One of my favorite record labels.
Mm-hmm.
Before that, we heard the Throwaways. That's a band from Calgary, which I really, really like. They have a split 7-inch, the Spastic Panthers, and we heard the song Got a Problem, and they're very, very entertaining girls, ladies.
Ladies?
Yeah.
An entertaining group of ladies.
Yeah, I saw them opening for Hextall's. I never heard of them, and I just... loved the band and bought the 7-inch, and just like there are only 4 songs and I want more, but I love every song on the 7-inch.
Sweet.
And before that we heard the band Broadcast Zero from their latest album released on their own label Rebel Time Records, and that was a song Just Entertainment, and yeah, that's it.
That was a good time.
We're still giving away tickets to go to see Strung Out tonight at the Rickshaw. They're playing the Rufio, Mute, and We Are the Union.
It's going to be a great show.
Yeah, Strung Out. And
Strung Out doesn't come through town very often, so yeah.
The last time they were, I think it was 2008, they played at the Croatian Cultural Center with Wilhelm Scream.
Yeah.
I think that was the last time. It was a good show.
They've been around for a long time. Who knows how long they'll be around for after this. Take this opportunity, my friends, is what I'm trying to say.
604-822-2487, 604-UBC-CITR if you're using the alphabet to dial your phone number.
Yes, sometimes I like to spell my phone numbers out.
Yes.
I don't know. What do you have next?
Okay, let's... I would like to play the bands which are playing this upcoming weekend.
Mm-hmm.
No, I don't want to.
Who's playing this weekend?
The Impeders of Progress.
Yep.
They play in a show at the Funky Winkerbeans.
Funky Winkerbeans.
This venue. And last show, the lady, she called and she requested to play a song by them, so I decided to kind of play it. So that's the request from the last week.
Yes, definitely.
And she asked to play something old, not from their brand new EP, from old. So the album from last year called No Risk, No Reward.
Okay.
And then Angry Simoons and The Business.
Yes.
And we just talked about it.
Yes, and it's true.
Yes, and yeah, and we'll, after that, we'll announce some shows. And yeah, give us a call to get some Strung Out tickets to go to see a show without any financial events investment.
Mm-hmm, exactly.
So yeah, Impeders of Progress on CITR, We All Fall Down.
Totally.
Out of sight. Your souls don't rise. Things don't telling you what beats is just a lie.
Hello, hello, hello. You still listen to We All Fall Down on 101.9 FM in Vancouver, British Columbia. We just heard The Vicious Cycle, so I played two songs in a row. Really like this band. Saw them recently at the Media Club, and we heard the song No Good and Kickstart. And Bryce, who's a program director at CITR, he just told me that they play in a show on September 12th, with Carpenter. And I think that's the 7-inch release party, something like that. So The Vicious Cycle's local band, the new band I discovered recently with myself, and I really like them. Before that, we heard The Business, their song 1, 2, 3 from the album Doing the Business, which is their latest album, came out this year. And before that, we heard Angry Simone's, their legend, hit song, My Old Man's Fatso, from their, I think it was the second big release, but the first album, Back to Samoa. And they playing in Vancouver this weekend too, and that's our first Canadian show ever, I think, from what people told me. I think that's their first time being in Canada. And before that, we heard Impetus of Progress. So I just mentioned a couple shows. Let me announce more. So tonight, we're still giving away tickets to go to see Strung Out, Rufio Mute, and We Are the Union at the Rickshaw. Tomorrow, August 27th, two shows. One of them at the Funky Winkerbrins, Impetus of Progress, Gowler's Last Plug, they playing. And August 27th, that's tomorrow too, at the Anza Club, Los Furious Fuzz Cat and Giraffe Aftermath. I don't know this band, a new band, I guess. August 28th, The Business and The Transmitters playing at the venue. August 29th, Angry Simone's at the venue. September 1st, Necromantics at the Rickshaw. September 2nd, Easy Style All Stars at the venue. September 3rd, at the Brandy's. And I'll be at this show for sure. The Split Ups, Transmitters, and Street Legal Dirt Bike. On September 4th at the Rickshaw, No Fun City screening is happening. So about 3 months ago, the girls who made this movie No Fun City were at the We All Fall Down, and they were in the film festival in May, and now they have a second screening. It's happening at the Rickshaw, and after that there is a show. All the people who missed No Fun City screening at the film festival in May will have a second chance to watch this movie on September 4th at the Rickshaw. A Wilhelm Scream, Comeback Kid, and Matt Ball playing at the Rickshaw too on September 10th. September 10th, there are four shows at one in one day. English Beat, Bad Manners, and Chris Murray at the Commodore Ballroom. The same day, September 10th, Modernet and Isotopes playing at Iron Road Studios. And also September 10th at the venue of the Zeros, a legendary punk band from, I think they started in the 70s, something like that. And then September 11th, Gaslight Anthem, Fake Problems, The Menzingers at the Commodore Ballroom. And September 17th, Pennywise, Riverboat Gamblers, and Authority Zero, and Bigwig, supposed to play the show, but they're not playing anymore. And that's made me sad a lot, because Bigwig is one of my favorite bands in the history of music. I have a huge list of shows, and I don't really have time to announce all of them. But I will announce them later. Gogol Bordello, Bad Religion, Bison BC playing, DOA, Carpenter CD release. So there's lots of stuff happening in October and December. Marielle, she just went for a walk, and she's coming back as we speak.
What?
And, yes. Marielle, hi.
Hi.
Yeah, I just announced shows. We're almost done. Thank you so much for coming in.
You're welcome. Thank you for having me, Tim. It's great being back here again. I really, really miss CITR a lot, but I've been busy with life and school, and life's pretty shitty, but I won't go into that, so. Yeah.
But thank you, for coming.
Maybe I'll be back closer to the Christmas break.
Yeah, you're always welcome.
Maybe. We'll see. I'll try.
Okay, thank you so much for listening, and have a great weekend.
Yeah.
Because my weekend starts tonight.
Sweet.
And it looks like at the Strung Out show.
Awesome, dude. Awesome. Have a good one, guys.
Thank you. Bye-bye. And I would like to finish up the Flatliners, my favorite Canadian band.
Sweet.
Bye. We'll be right back.
We've just been bleeding. Feel that cow swelling your throat.